So just recently, I asked our Facebook group, by the way, you should join our Facebook group at bit.ly/DGFA group, what topics I should talk about on the podcast. I asked them what topics they would like to start hearing on the podcast. And one of the topics that came up was relationships. So I want to ask you, do you struggle forming new relationships because of your past abortion? Do you struggle with dating relationships, friendships, anything and everything in between? Well, let's talk about it. Here we go. Are you struggling with the pain of a past abortion and longing for help but don't know where to turn? Have you been made to believe that your sin of abortion is too big and too bad? Friend, if that's you, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Does God Forgive Abortion podcast. I'm Brittany, and you wouldn't know it just by looking at me, but I too walked through the doors of an abortion clinic and ended the life of my unborn child. I thought for years that I had committed the one sin that was unforgivable, and I awaited punishment from God. After years of prompting from the Holy Spirit, I finally found redemption and hope through Jesus. Now that I am healed, God has placed a calling on my heart to walk alongside you so that you can find true hope and healing too. If you're ready to recognize that God has a true plan and purpose for you no matter what you have done in your past, then this podcast is for you. Fill up your favorite mug with some coffee and crack open your Bible because it's time to receive the good, good news. Hey friend, before we get into today's episode, I just really want to quick invite you to sign up for our upcoming abortion recovery workshop on April 24th. This workshop is going to help you commit to partnering with God, narrow in where you need healing, and learn the steps that it takes to find peace so that you can heal from your past abortion or abortions once and for all. You can join us for free at bit.ly/abortion recovery workshop, or you can grab the link in the show notes. I remember my first dating relationship after my abortion. I was so afraid that I wasn't good enough and that he wouldn't want to be with me if he knew. And I wrestled with whether or not I should tell this person about my past, my most deepest, darkest secret, my biggest regret. Ultimately, I did decide that he should know. And this would have been about 6 months into our relationship. And when I told him, he actually did not receive it well. He didn't talk to me for about 24 hours afterwards. And then we just never talked about it again. It was never really brought up. I think I would maybe try to bring it up once in a while if I was struggling with something. And he just really tuned me out in those moments. And at the time, I didn't realize that I deserved to be treated better than that. I didn't think that I deserved compassion. I dealt with this treatment in that relationship until God ultimately decided to intervene and that relationship ended. Now, even though that relationship ended, I still had it in my mind that I was not good enough. That if people knew that I had had an abortion, that I would have no one in my life left. I really kept this from most of my friends, except you probably have heard if you've been listening for a while that I did have this exposed actually about me on Twitter when I was in college. It was actually due to this breakup with this person. He told one of his baseball teammates, and that teammate posted it on Twitter. It was really not fun. And so in that moment, I needed support, and I did tell my friends who loved and accepted me in that moment and showed me compassion and just really kind of guided me through. Now, I decided to tell my next relationship pretty early on, and that person is actually my now husband. And when I told him, he met me with so much compassion. He treated me how I deserved to be treated, and he did not define me by my past sin. Now, before we get into the rest of the episode where I kind of dive into this a little bit more, I do have some related episodes that might help you with this type of topic. So I'm just going to kind of read them off to you. We have episode number 69, three biblical truths to help you tell your spouse about your abortion and how to do it. And then followed by episode 70, which is supporting my wife through her healing from a past abortion, interview with my husband, Jonathan Poppy. Then we have episode 81, how to decide when or if you should tell your family and friends about your abortion. Episode number 88, are women called to share their abortion stories? What God says about sharing the truth in love. And I think that's it as far as related episodes. We'll have those links in the show notes should you kind of want a little bit more insight after we finish what we're about to talk about here. So here is the advice that I have for you today on this episode. Do you have to disclose your past abortion? The answer to that question is really that it's going to depend on the relationship that we are talking about. So let's just go ahead and talk about some different kinds of relationships that we have with people. If you're listening to this episode and you are married, so you have a current spouse, and you have not told your current spouse that you have had an abortion, you need to tell your spouse. Now, if you are in an unsafe situation, please do not do that. You need to keep yourself safe. But if you are in a typical marriage relationship where there's no abuse and no harm, you do need to tell your spouse. We are to be one flesh with our spouse. And so that is something that your spouse should know. Now, serious dating relationships. In my opinion, this should be disclosed if marriage is on the table, which I feel like is insinuated when we're calling it a serious dating relationship, right? You're probably seriously considering forever with this person. If that is the case, then I would disclose this. I would really, truly encourage you to do this before you are married. And you can even do this alongside your pastor, because ideally you're hopefully going through some premarital counseling with a pastor, and that would just be a really good thing for you to disclose to your future spouse. And the reason for that is because a lot of women actually start to really feel the effects of post-abortion syndrome after they have more living children. So if you are planning on getting married and having children with this person, it's really good for them to understand where your struggles may come from so that they can be better equipped to support you in that. So I really would encourage you to disclose this to someone you're in a relationship with if you are planning on spending forever with them. Now, close friendships. This is going to depend on a few things. So why would you confide this to your close friends? What would be the purpose? What would it be? I don't know. If it's a good reason, if it's, you know, not harmful to someone, if these friendships are good, they're godly, these friends that you have in your mind right now aren't gossipy, haven't betrayed you, they're trustworthy, then I would say you should be able to confidently disclose this to them. Now, do you have to? No. But if you are kind of really struggling and feel like your close friendship could be a good support for you, and all of the other things that we just talked about are there and valid and true, then you should be able to trust and disclose this information to your close friends. But again, I don't think it's required. Service level friendships. Again, this is going to depend. I really don't think you need to feel like you have to disclose this to any of your service level friends. And what I mean by service level friend is someone that you're not hanging out with a lot, but somebody that you probably don't share a lot of deep stuff, but you're just kind of, hey, like, we're friendly and we hang out sometimes kind of a thing. I don't know if that made any sense, but hopefully you kind of understand what I mean by that. Now, a good reason to disclose your past decision of abortion to a person that you're in, like a surface level friend or like kind of like not as close friend, would be if this person is in an unplanned pregnancy and is coming to you for help or advice. Disclosing how abortion negatively impacted you and helping them find resources that would help them, that would be a good situation where you could feel confident that you're doing something good by disclosing your abortion to this person. And I think that they would really appreciate the kindness and compassion and support from you too. Now, the last type of relationship we'll kind of talk about are acquaintances, coworkers, etc., like people that are like not quite friends, but not like total strangers. I don't think it's necessary for you to disclose your past abortion to these people. At the end of the day, nobody is entitled to the private and intimate parts of your life, except for your spouse, because you are one flesh. But to anyone else, you're not obligated to share every piece of yourself. Are they doing that with you? Is every single person in your life coming to you and confessing their sins to you? I don't think so. So just because it's abortion does not mean that you have to disclose it. Abortion is no different in God's eyes, for sure. But it's not, just because it's abortion doesn't mean you have to tell everybody. You are not defined by your abortion. God is the one who defines you, and he defines you as chosen, loved, forgiven, and set free as long as you've repented to him. So at the end of the day, do you have to disclose this piece of you to everybody? Absolutely not. But if you do choose to, do it with the people that are going to be able to support you and show you compassion and love when you are struggling. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to pray for the woman listening today, whether she's unsure of how to proceed with telling her the people in her life about her abortion. Lord, I just pray that you will bring her peace and that you will guide her to do what is right. And if that's to tell certain people, then help her do that. Help her be brave. Help her have that courage. And if it's to not have to disclose this piece of her life, just give her peace and help her understand that she's not defined by her past decision to have an abortion. She's defined by how much she is loved by you, Lord. And I just pray that this episode has brought her peace and comfort and will help her understand that she is absolutely capable of having healthy relationships with people, even if she's feeling right now like she doesn't deserve it. She is absolutely worth way more than what she is thinking of herself. I just want to thank you, Lord, for every woman listening today, and I pray peace and protection over them as we head into a new week. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, beautiful friend, I hope that you found comfort from today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share this podcast with someone you know that may be seeking wholeness after abortion? Also, I would be over the moon grateful if you would please consider leaving a review wherever you are listening. It truly encourages me to know this podcast is helping you. Lastly, I want to remind you that we are here for you. If you would like to connect with the community of women healing from the past decision of abortion, please join us in our private Facebook group at bit.ly/DGFA group. Know that I continue to pray for you daily, and I am so thankful for you. I'll meet you back in a few days for a brand new episode, but until then, take care and God bless.